Congressman Don Young wants to know why Americans are still fighting in Afghanistan. He has co-sponsored a bill that would end funding for the war in a year, unless the president and Congress affirm the need for it. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Motives vary among the House members co-sponsoring the bill, but they all say it's high time Congress debates whether the war should continue. Republican Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina has Camp Lejeune in his district.
Speaker Ryan, he can initiate this today if he wanted to, and he doesn't seem to want to take the responsibility of the blood that comes from our soldiers and Marines dying in a country that will never change no matter what you do.
Congressman Young says now that the U.S. has eliminated Osama bin Laden, he'd like an explanation of U.S. goals for staying in the fight.
So I suggest respectfully we're asking for this debate. Let's find out where American people are. Let's understand one thing. 16 years is too long.
Congress funds the wars, but it hasn't updated its authorization for the use of force in Afghanistan since 2001. Young says most Americans don't even think about Afghanistan anymore, and he wants people to be more engaged. This isn't like World War II, Young says, when just about every family had a soldier and the burdens were widespread.
We had metal collections, we had blackouts, we had watchouts, we had gas rationing, we had meat rationing, we had sugar rationing, because we all participated in the war that we declared.
It's not in the bill, but Young suggests a conflict tax as a way to keep attention on military actions that are not formally declared wars. 2,216 American service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Estimates of the cost exceed $1 trillion.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, of all things, the war in Afghanistan.
Oh, my gosh.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is hounded by reporters these days, asked to opine on health care budget cuts and presidential nominees. So the question seemed out of left field.
I have to admit, you're catching me by surprise because it's like we haven't talked about Afghanistan in so long.
Murkowski is a member of the Appropriations Subcommittee that allocates money to the military each year, so she does hear about the Pentagon's needs and goals. But once she thought about it, she said a broader discussion in Congress may be a good idea.
We don't want to forget why we have sent men and women to go over there to fight for us. We need to know that the cause is right, and so to have that conversation in Congress is not unreasonable.
In a separate action, Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Jeff Flake of Arizona are calling for a new AUMF, authorization for the use of military force, against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. Kaine says their moves to get a vote in Congress have gone nowhere for years.
I frankly think this is partly hard because people don't want to cast a war vote because there's going to be a consequence. So it should be the gravest vote we ever cast. People want to duck from that if they can.
Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan is on the Armed Services Committee. He says he isn't opposed to a new authorization for the use of military force in Afghanistan, but he doesn't want funding for deployed service members to ride on that decision.
My approach has been, I'll look at an AUMF, but I don't think right now that an AUMF for our troops in Afghanistan is something that if we say, hey, we're going to debate it and we can't get to a resolution, then we pull them out. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
Members of the 425 Brigade Combat Team based at JBEAR are expected to deploy to Afghanistan later this year. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.